With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's new evidence the Biden-Harris administration knew ahead of time that the so-called humanitarian pier in Gaza would fail, but went ahead with the $230 million project anyway.
A new Inspector General report shows the president moved ahead with construction despite being warned by U.S. staff it would fail as a result of rough seas and other logistical problems. Despite the warnings, Biden insisted the structure be built, an apparent effort to follow through on the promise he made during his State of the Union speech. The warnings, however, proved to be well-founded. The pier survived only 20 days and delivered just a third of its intended cargo. Humanitarian groups pulled out due to the ongoing threat of Hamas terrorist attacks. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says it's almost certain a Harris-Walz presidency would embolden China to instigate an armed conflict in the Indo-Pacific.
That's highly likely to be a war where we get attacked, our forces get attacked, and it's also, there's a high risk that the homeland will get attacked in the space architecture or through cyber.
Senator Talent spoke this week with Salem Radio Network. According to the New York Times, Kamala Harris's campaign donors are pushing her to drop a proposed policy on taxing unrealized capital gains. Harris has been pushing a Biden administration proposal placing a 25% tax on unrealized capital gains for those worth over $100 million or more. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antony says the proposal would literally force people to sell off a portion of their investments every year in order to pay taxes due on those gains. Unless an asset is actually sold, any increase in value is purely speculative. It isn't real. He said the people pushing this idea are demonstrating their complete and total ignorance of both finance and economics. This is SRN News. Minnesota doesn't want Christians teaching in the public schools.
It doesn't want observant Jews or Muslims either, apparently. Beginning next year, you won't be able to get a teacher's license in the state unless you embrace transgenderism. Specifically, the new rules require that teachers agree to, quote, affirm and incorporate transgenderism into their classroom presentations. Minnesota's new teacher requirements were approved by Governor Tim Walz, now Democrat Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ford has joined the ranks of companies that are pulling back on support for the queer trans agenda under pressure from evangelicals and conservative groups. Ford will no longer take part in external cultural surveys and an annual survey by the Homosexual Human Rights Campaign that measures workplace inclusion for queer trans employees. The automotive giant says it will put its resources into taking care of customers, employees, and communities. This is SRN News. Stocks end the week on a strong note.
Stocks on Wall Street finished broadly higher as the market closed out its fourth straight winning month with solid gains. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday to finish August with a gain of 2.3%. The NASDAQ added 1.1%, and the Dow rose 0.6%, setting another all-time high. The market rallied after a government report showed that inflation remained low in July. That keeps the Federal Reserve on track to cut rates next month for the first time in more than 4 years. Marvell Technology climbed 9.2% after hitting Wall Street's sales and profit targets. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 3.92%. This is Alex Vega.
Fisher-Price is recalling over 366,000 plastic dumbbell toys in the U.S. due to a potential choking hazard. According to the toy giant, the dumbbell toys have gray caps that can separate and become a choking hazard for babies. The toys were part of the Fisher-Price Baby Biceps gift set. More details at SRNnews.com.